Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Basketball Experience daily episode for Wednesday, December 1st on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is DFS simply picking your favorite player over and unders. Head over to PrizePicks.com and use the promo code SGP for 100% instant deposit match. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on the head-to-head matchups. Download the app today or just head over to betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's betterfantasy.com/SGPN. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app. You're home for all of our picks and podcasts. You can grab it in the Apple Store or Google Play Store for free today.
This is my team, Cleese, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Welcome to the College Basketball Experience daily show for Wednesday, December 1st. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick, this is a pick. And we enter the month of December with an awesome college basketball slate for tonight. And I am coming off of a winning night from a locks point of view. Almost had a really good night when you consider I lost my two games by what, 3 points? 3 points? Let's have some fun. That's why you subscribe to the College Basketball Experience podcast. All right, because 6 days a week, good old Pick Dundee here.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
Pick Dundee here will be giving you the scoop on college basketball, and then pretty much 7 days a week once we get into this thing. So last night was a wild night in college hoops, a really wild night. We got out the gate Bellarmine, West Virginia. I did not cover this. I think I lost by a point. We pick every game here on the College Basketball Experience. So subscribe, tell a friend, and also subscribe to the College Football Experience. Texas A&M New Orleans, I took New Orleans, I think, plus 17 and a half. That did not hit, but my lock, the Davidson Wildcats -4 against Charlotte. Easy cash. Never a sweat. Never a sweat here as the Wildcats of the Atlantic 10 take down the 49ers. I was on the right side of Delaware, Long Island, I believe. Let me pull up this line, make sure I'm accurate. Yeah, I believe I hit on that. This was a lock that I got wrong, and it took double overtime and kind of a crazy game. I still feel like if they play 10 times, Indiana is going to win 8 of those. I laid 2.5 with the Hoosiers of Indiana as a lock. They lost by 2. Yep. Joe Girard made 2 free throws with 0.8 seconds left. I thought we were going to be headed to triple overtime. Not the case. Got that lock wrong. All right. I was on the wrong side of Presbyterian with the points against Tennessee. I was on the right side of taking Tubby Smith in High Point +10 against Furman as they lost in double overtime to Furman. Furman needed that to stay going good. The Paladins are having a solid season. Where else were we here? Where else were we? I was on the wrong side of East Carolina. They got the win. My Pirates got the win, but they only won by 1 against ODU. Second time they've played them this month. Fairleigh Dickinson, Manhattan. I took Fairleigh Dickinson as they covered against Manhattan. I got to double check that one. I can't believe I was shocked to see this outcome. Siena beat Army. I was really impressed with Army so far this year, and Siena put it on them. I was on the wrong side of that one. Once again, not a lock. I was on the right side of Northeastern minus the points against Detroit as they won by 10. And then cue up that Dundee music. Howard +4.5 against Mount St. Mary's. That thing cashed in. I said sprinkle some of the money line too. They lost by 2. And it was killing me is they were up at half. They were up late, just down the stretch. Mount St. Mary's made the plays, but we covered. We got that one. Sacred Heart covered against NJIT. Longwood, Georgetown. I laid the 9. Georgetown only won by 8. Got that one wrong. UNC Greensboro minus, what was it, 5, I think it was. They covered against Elon. That was one of my locks. So 3-1 out the gate. Having fun. And then obviously I laid 2 points in Minnesota. Actually, I think it was 1.5 and the Gophers as they win at the buzzer against Pittsburgh. So I did not cover that. Minnesota only won by 1. That was one of my locks. So then that bumps me to 3-2 for the day. But then I locked up Chattanooga against Tennessee Tech as they got it done. The Mocs blew them out. That was easy. That was an easy bet. Probably one of my favorite plays of the day. But how about Purdue? Look, I took Florida State +11.5. That was not a lock by any means, but the Boilermakers, holy shit, did they look great as they destroyed Florida State. I was on the wrong side of that. Purdue's going to be the top ranked team in the nation next week. Ryder and Ole Miss. I was on the wrong side of that. Ole Miss won by 24. I did hit on Charleston -3.5 as they won by 4 against Tulane. Once again, I didn't bet these. Only the locks for the most part I bet. Northwestern State and Houston. I was on the wrong side of that one. Prairie View and South Dakota State. I cashed Prairie View plus the points there. I was on the wrong side of Texas State and Rice. Texas State, I knew that would be a good game. I wanted to stay away from that one because I knew that would be, and Texas State won by 11. SIU got it done for me against Omaha. Didn't know what the hell to do in that game. I told you to take St. Louis, the Billikens, in the points. They got it done against Boise State in overtime. I also locked up New Mexico in the rivalry game where the power went out against New Mexico State because the Lobos won by 7 in Las Cruces. Got it done there. I also took Wake Forest -2 against Northwestern. They got that done in overtime. I was on the wrong side of Jackson State +20 in against Marquette, but I was on the right side of Creighton -7 against North Dakota State. I was on the wrong side of Clemson Rutgers as Rutgers, big win for Rutgers. They needed that win. Hawaii, Santa Clara. I'm trying to remember what this line was. It was 12. So that was a push, as I told you to take Hawaii plus 12 against Santa Clara. Duke, Ohio State. So let me walk you through this. I'm watching this game, and at half, I feel like Duke's up 11. No, Duke's up 13 at halftime. I had to go to a comedy show. I'm thinking, man, Ohio State really looked like shit. I took Duke. I come home and find out that Ohio State won that game wild. I got to go watch that one again today before the other games tip to see what happened there. Pepperdine in Nevada. This was one. I believe I was on the 12 and a half was the spread, and they won by 13. So I was on the wrong side of that as I took Pepperdine. I hit on San Jose State, Tim Miles' bunch to get it done against South Dakota. Minus the points. I took Long Beach State, but what was that? Plus 20. That did not hit against San Diego State, but I had a great day on the locks. Like I said, 5-2 on the locks. However, overall, I didn't have the greatest day, but hey, that's going to happen. That happens often. I feel like once a week, you'll have days like that at least. But as long as the lock record's good, we keep on rolling. We got today's slate is absolute fire. I mean, absolute fire. I just really can't tell you. I would say it's one of the best slates of the week, maybe of the season thus far. So let's dive into it. Starts off. Well, let me just go through the key games of the day. All right. The big games of the day I'll start off with. All right. I will say the top games of the day. Well, I'm going to hit you first with a great mid-major matchup. The Richmond Spiders against Wofford. I think both these teams could be in the NCAA tournament this year. Does that mean they will be? No, because Richmond's sitting there at 3-4. The Spiders, one of the most, you know, veteran teams in all of college basketball, coming off an overtime loss in Starkville against Mississippi State. And look at their losses right now. Richmond's lost to Maryland by 6, Mississippi State in overtime, Drake, who made the NCAA tournament a year ago, by 3, and Utah State by 9. They're a good team. Wofford, much like, they're coming off a win against the Georgia Bulldogs. Their only loss of the season is at Clemson in a game that was neck and neck for most of that game, and then South Carolina. So this is a great little matchup here. Richmond's laying 3. I think I went back and forth on this one, but I think at 3 you probably go Richmond. I think I got it at 4 last night, and I took Wofford. But I think at 3, I don't know. Actually, let's take Wofford. Let's take Wofford. Richmond's been losing a lot of these close games, so that's a great mid-major matchup. How about Iona? One of the stories of college basketball, I would say, so far this year. Yes, Iona's coming off that loss to Kansas by 13. They covered in that game. But this is a team coming off back-to-back losses. They lost to Belmont, right, by 7. But prior to that, had beaten Alabama, had beaten Liberty, had beaten Hofstra, had beaten Harvard, had beaten Appalachian State, who made the tournament a year ago. I think they get back on the right side of things. I think you lay the 8 against Marist, even though it's on the road. I think you just lay that 8, even though it's in Marist. So excited to watch Rick Pitino do his thing there. LaSalle Temple, Battle of Philadelphia. I went with LaSalle plus the 7. I know Temple's trying. Aaron McKee, big year for him in the AAC. They got to get on the right side of things, man. They got to figure this thing out. They got a nice win against Delaware, 75-74 on Saturday. But when you look at the resume so far, losses to USC, losses to Clemson. They got blown out by Clemson. They got blown out by Boise State. They need to get on the right side of this, and they need to win. Then I look at the schedule coming up for them. I see LaSalle, Penn, Vanderbilt, St. Joe's. Honestly, they need to go at least 3-1. Come on, McKee. Come on. Let's get the Owls back going. Rhode Island, Harvard. I think that's a decent matchup. Rhode Island 5-2, Harvard 5-2. I went back and forth on this one. Harvard's getting 2 points. I ended up going Harvard. I think this is a pretty decent matchup to watch. We'll see. Rhode Island could be a sleeper in the A-10, and Harvard's always at the top. Rhode Island coming off that nice win against Georgia State. They really beat down Georgia State, I think by 35 points. Can they ride that momentum and grab a nice win against one of the Ivy League's best schools? Another great mid-major matchup, Princeton and Hofstra. Sign me up for this. Princeton 5-2, Hofstra 3-4, but probably the best 3-4 team in the country, much like Richmond. You look at Hofstra's losses here. Okay, Hofstra lost in overtime to Houston. Overtime to Houston out the gate. They then take down Duquesne in the A-10. They lose to Iona in a game by single digits. They lose to Maryland by 2 in a game they were up with like 3 minutes left. They lose to Richmond by 13. That one I didn't see coming. But then they got it done against Detroit and Malloy. So I think this is I ended up going Hofstra, but this is one that I think is sign me up for a close game and a fun game to watch. We got Villanova Penn. I laid the 17.5 with Villanova, but that's a, you know, nice little in-state battle. Memphis, Penny Hardaway's bunch taking the road, going down to Athens, Georgia. 5-1 Memphis, 2-5 Georgia Bulldogs, Tom Crean. Memphis coming off that ass whooping by Iowa State. Iowa State can't just really laid it on Memphis. They need to get back on the right side of things here and grab a win in Athens. I laid the 11.5 with the Tigers against Georgia. Nebraska, NC State. This is an interesting matchup. NC State 5-1, Nebraska 5-2. I ended up going Nebraska plus the 6.5 for 7. Shop around. I think that's going to be a nice. We got that ACC Big Ten challenge. That's going to be fantastic tonight, and it's been fantastic throughout the week. The Big Ten's been owning it. ACC needs to show up tonight. Louisville at Michigan State, and this is another one I'm going to key in on. I think you take Michigan State. It's in East Lansing. Michigan State, a team that I think has been looking better than we expected, but they're coming off of that loss to Baylor. So give me Michigan State to get it done. -4 against the Cardinal. Virginia Tech, Maryland. This is a fantastic game. Maryland laying 1. I think is one of the harder games to project. You know, Maryland kind of been disappointing so far this season, despite their talent. And then Virginia Tech coming off back-to-back losses. Can, you know, Mike Young's bunch with Kiva Luma, these teams are both 5-2 on a neutral site. I think I'd lean Virginia Tech. I'm still going to go Virginia Tech plus 1 here. Give me the 1.5. And let's go with the Hokies in College Park. Conference play going on here. Washington State travels to Tempe. Washington State's laying 2. Arizona State 2-5 start. They just got whooped by Loyola Chicago. I look for them to bounce back here because they need to get something going here. And I don't know. I was way more bullish on Washington State than Arizona State coming into the season. However, they got to get a win. I think Arizona State's kind of a desperate team. They lost by 2 to San Diego State. They lost by 12 to Baylor, lost by 8 to Syracuse, and then got whooped by Loyola Chicago. They got Oregon on deck on Sunday, so they need a win here. 2-7 would not be a great start. Bobby Hurley kind of on the hot seat as it is. So I'm going to go with a more desperate team. Give me the Sun Devils in Tempe to get it done. What other nice East Tennessee State UAB. I will take you to the land down under here. 12.5 points. I get it. Both teams are good and UAB has been looking fantastic, but 12.5 is too big of a number. Give me Tennessee State plus 12.5 in Birmingham against UAB to cover that thing. You got Missouri Valley Conference play starting today. That is also one of my favorite conferences in college basketball. Indiana State, Loyola, Illinois, or Loyola, Chicago, I should say. I laid the 18 because Indiana State's been the hardest team to read all year. Short of that blowout win at Old Dominion, I can't understand the Sycamores team. They've been getting blown out elsewhere. So I ended up laying the 18 despite it being a conference opener, essentially. Northern Iowa. Bradley, Northern Iowa's laying 4 on the road at Bradley, and I think Northern Iowa's kind of found who they are. So I'm going to lock up the Panthers on the road in Bradley or Chicago area. But can't wait to watch that one. And then Missouri State, Illinois State. I ended up going Missouri State, despite I think that's going to be. I laid the 6.5 in Missouri State. I think that game, though, I don't advise you to bet that one. Southern Miss, South Alabama should be a fun one, a little future Sun Belt matchup. But right now, Southern Miss in the CUSA. Southern Miss is getting 7. I think you take Southern Miss despite the South Alabama Jaguars have been looking pretty good so far this year. But I think you take the 7. Should be a decent game to watch. Florida, Oklahoma. How about that? Mike White's bunch with Colin Castleton. This team has been just a surprise team. And I just want to flex a little bit here. I was on the Gators being a sleeper. I was on the Gators being a sleeper in the SEC. Go listen to our SEC pod. Thought the Gators would be a sleeper there. 6-0, traveling to Norman, Oklahoma. Future SEC matchup here. Gators laying 1. I'm going to ride the Gators. Let's get it done. Let's continue this momentum against Porter Moser's bunch. UCF at Auburn. I believe Auburn lost this game a season ago in Orlando against UCF. They probably get revenge today, but they're laying 10.5. I think that's too many. Give me UCF and the points and Johnny Dawkins bunch to cover that. UNLV catching 8 at SMU. SMU's been one of the biggest disappointments. I'm going to take Kevin Kruger's bunch plus 8 down there in Dallas. Give me the running Rebs. Wichita State catching 7 at Oklahoma State. I didn't lock this, but I kind of want to. I know Oklahoma State's been really impressive this year. But at Wichita, I feel like that's too many points. I feel like this is a kind of going to come down to the final possession or two. But give me Wichita plus 7 there. Ohio and LSU, watch out. Watch LSU fans. If you haven't realized, Ohio is a really good team. They were beating Kentucky in the first half, if memory serves me correct. Now, Kentucky turned it on in the second half. But watch out for the Bobcats as a double-digit dog tonight. Watch out. They're going to cover that 11.5. I know LSU's been looking great so far, Will Wade's bunch, but 11, give me the Bobcats to cover that thing in Baton Rouge. Texas Tech Providence, that's a great matchup. I'm going to take Texas Tech on the road. I'm going to lay the 1.5. Providence, kind of that Virginia game left a bad taste in my mouth for Ed Cooley's bunch. So I think you take Texas Tech, the Red Raiders there. How about this little backyard battle, BYU? Going up against so Mark Pope going up against Utah Valley. Remember he coached there prior. Mark Madsen now the head coach of Utah Valley. BYU 6-0, Utah Valley 6-1. This is good basketball, folks. Sign me up for watching this one. BYU leg 13.5 or 14. I think you take Utah Valley. I get it. It's a little brother thing. Could be dangerous there, but I think it's a solid game. Little Rock, Colorado State. Colorado State being one of the mid majors that I think everyone's keeping an eye on this college basketball season up there in Fort Collins. They're laying 20.5 against Darryl Walker, the former Washington Bullet, who's the head coach of Little Rock. I think that's a little too many points. Give me Little Rock on the road, getting 20.5. Pacific, UC Davis, Jim Les's bunch. Out the gate, I was impressed by UC Davis, but man, they just lost by 19 to the Academy of Art. You got fucking Michelangelo Bob dropping threes on your ass. How do you lose by 19 to the Academy of Art? For that reason alone, I am taking Pacific to get it done plus 3 at Davis, at UC Davis. North Alabama's laying 21.5 against Mississippi Valley State. That's an automatic fade Mississippi Valley State, despite North Alabama being a shaky team. And I know that's not one of the better games. I just saw that and had to key in on that. This is one of the better games. Michigan traveling to Chapel Hill. The Wolverines are laying 2.5. North Carolina's unranked. I'm going to take North Carolina to get back on the right side of this, or at least lose by a bucket, cover this thing. Miami travels up to State College to take on Penn State. I took Miami plus 3. Wisconsin travels down to Atlanta to take on Georgia Tech. Badgers are laying 3.5. I took Wisconsin. I almost locked this because I've been really impressed with Wisconsin thus far. The Colorado Buffaloes, Pac-12 play starting tonight, guys. Well, I guess started a couple days ago when Colorado took on Stanford, but they're catching 13.5 or 14 in Westwood against number 5 UCLA. I went Buffs. I think UCLA wins by 8-10. Give me something like that. Buffs hang tough. San Diego, Fresno State. Fresno State's laying 5, coming off that loss to Cal. I'm gonna lock up Fresno State to get back on the winning side of this. They're 6-1, 5-1. I think they get back on the right side of this and lay the 5 with the Bulldogs. UC Riverside takes on Oregon. I think Oregon continues to build momentum. Altman's a great coach. He'll get them ready. Lay the 13 in the Ducks. Utah, USC. I went back and forth on this, but the Utes are catching 8. I think you take Utah. USC wins in a close one. Those are the marquee matchups on the day, I would say. There are some other decent ones. I know Texas A&M Corpus Christi against UT Rio Grande. Both teams looking pretty good so far this season. I went Corpus Christi. There's a couple other decent mid-major matchups out there. But what other locks do I want to tell you before I get out of here? Let's go. Actually, I'm excited to watch that Boston's been much better this year. They're traveling to the A-10 to DC to take on GW. I'm going to lay the 1.5 in Boston. That's not a lock, but I will lock up Southern Illinois -2.5 against Evansville. Been really impressed with the Saluki team thus far. I think that's the play there. Let's do it. I'm excited to watch Ball State Western Illinois. The Leathernecks have been really solid in the Summit League so far. They're 5-2 in Ball State. Kind of inconsistent in the MAC. I'm going to lay the 4 with the Leathernecks. Not a lock, but a fun game to watch. South Carolina, Coastal Carolina. That's a fun game. We'll see what happens there. I went Gamecocks laying the 6 against the Chanticleers. Cincinnati -3.5 on the road at Miami, Ohio. I think is one to watch. Great game. I almost locked up Cincinnati. I think it's almost locked potential, but Miami, Ohio, you got to watch. I mean, this is a team that went on the road and beat Georgia Tech in Atlanta in the season opener. But I will take you this. Speaking of Georgia basketball, give me Georgia Southern. +5 against Morehead State. Make that a Dundee special. Georgia Southern, one of my teams. Take the 5. They'll cover that thing. Another great matchup, Marshall and Akron. I went back and forth on this. I ended up taking the Zips +1.5 at home. But that one's a decent matchup. I think those are all my locks. Remember, all my picks available and NC Nick and Patty C's picks available on the SGPN app. Yes, we for free. You can download that app for free. And you can also go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Okay. Subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. And like I said, me, Patty C, and NC Nick, we've been handicapping every single Division I college basketball game for the past 4 years. Never had a losing season. We're also way over 500 on our locks. Go check that thing out because we give you winners for free. Another one I kind of like is Norfolk State getting 4.5 against UNC Wilmington. That one might be lock potential. A lot of great games tonight. You know, we got you covered on the College Basketball Experience. All right. Subscribe and tell a friend. You can find me on Twitter at @TheColbyD. You can find NC Nick on Twitter at @NC_NICK. You can find Patty C on Twitter at @PattyC831. You can find Terrell Furman Jr. on Twitter at @RealRail__. You can find the College Basketball Experience on Twitter at @TCE on SGPN. And you can find the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on Twitter at @SGP Network. Check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast, as well as we're talking college basketball year round in there, college football, anything. We got fucking ping pong we talk about in there, right? So check it out. You'll have fun. This is the College Basketball Experience, Wednesday, December 1st style. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.